I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media. Some women who work around Illinois politics and government are talking about their on-the-job experience with sexual harassment. It's been part of the response to the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the resulting Me Too hashtag. Katie McFadden is deputy director of the Illinois chapter of the Sierra Club and advocates in Springfield for environmental policies. She recently spoke with the publication The Hill about harassment in the Illinois state capitol in Springfield. In that story, she describes her own experience, saying, quote, "I've had hands up my skirt. I've had my hair pulled." Melba Lara spoke with McFadden on Tuesday and asked her about a word many women use to describe sexual harassment in the state capitol, pervasive.
I spoke out because I and countless women in the halls of power across this country, not just in Springfield, have been faced with decades of harassment because of our gender. And what happened in my career is far from unique. So it's 2017. I think it's time for us all to speak out and make sure that women are really on an equal playing field.
Can we talk about the issue of the power dynamics at work here? Many of the women feel like their complaints are never addressed, or they're getting pressured to keep quiet in what is largely a male-dominated environment in some of these legislatures around the country, not just in Illinois. How are those power dynamics in play here?
The power dynamics are really at the core of the issues here, right? It's unclear who to go to. There's no HR department of the Capitol, right? And the culture is such that, it's kind of both brushed under the rug, and it's kind of a thing you don't really talk about. But I felt particularly in a position to be able to share my story as a way to highlight, these instances that happen to so many that also don't feel in a position to speak out. There's so few women of color or queer women in these spaces, in rooms, and in these halls of power, and it makes it even harder for them to speak out. And so that's why, I raised my hand and said, and spoke out and said that this was an issue.
You and I were talking about the response that you've gotten to this article, and it seems to me that you're hearing not just from lobbyists or women at work, but also legislators, female politicians, that have been describing kind of a boys' club atmosphere in some of these legislatures.
Yeah, the response I've personally been getting since that article was published is overwhelming and overwhelmingly positive. I mean, I'm hearing from male legislators that have called me and said, "I'm sorry I didn't do more. I have seen this. I know it's a problem and I haven't done anything, but I will and I'm going to be better." I have had female legislators call me, almost in tears, saying, "Thank you for speaking up, when I didn't feel like I could."
Katie, there's a new document that's circulating, and it cites some anonymous instances of harassment or assault from others around the Illinois State House. How prevalent do you think this is in Springfield?
I think it's something that's very prevalent in Springfield. I think it's been prevalent for decades. I've devoted my life to using the democratic and legislative process to make this state stronger, to make this planet cleaner and healthier for our communities. This issue is not just harmful to women. It's harmful to the democratic process and our ability to make policies that work for Illinois.
Are you and others calling for any specific actions to change the culture in Springfield, a specific hearing, a bill, a measure? Is there anything specifically you're looking for?
I've heard of a number of things that are being floated right now. I've heard, mandatory sexual harassment training. I think, like I said, that's a really great first step. I think I've heard of, calling for hearings on the issue. I think that's a great step as well. At this point, I don't think anything should be off the table. I think because this culture is so pervasive, I think we need to be thinking about a multitude of ways to address the problem.
Katie McFadden with the Illinois chapter of the Sierra Club. She spoke Tuesday with Melba Lara. Also on Tuesday, Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan released a statement saying legislation would be introduced that will require lawmakers, their staff, and lobbyists to complete yearly sexual harassment training. I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media.